Blended Kingdom Teens is all about the real-life struggles of living with divorced parents. We give you honest conversation and practical tools for living out your identity and purpose as we chase after God together. Hey everybody, welcome back. It's Michael from BKT, and I'm here with Paige today.
Hello everybody.
So today we're going to be talking about myths and truths about being from a divorced home.
Yes, but to start off, I need to introduce myself because last time I didn't. Mm-hmm. And we just went into the topic.
Yeah.
And so my name's Paige, and I'm the video content creator for Blended Kingdom Families and Blended Kingdom Teens. So I work for Michael's mother.
Yeah, she basically runs the Instagram.
I basically do.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
But anyways, so should we get into it?
Let's do it.
Okay.
So I'd say one of the biggest things is definitely like comparing your family or your situation to other people. When I was younger and going through litigation and stuff, and even now, I kind of always caught myself like looking at my family and how, you know, there's two different houses, two different everything, and then looking at other people's family who just, you know, are a regular family like mom, dad, and don't have divorced parents, and just seeing how like different that is. And I definitely say that can be like very frustrating, and it can make you feel sort of insecure, and make you feel like maybe you want to like hide your family situation or your family's problems from other people because maybe you think they won't understand, or it's too much for them to understand, or, you know, you kind of just feel different or left out. And that's definitely like a very demeaning feeling,
yeah.
I'd say, for sure.
I guess, like, because you felt insecure about that, did that creep into other areas of your life? Like, because you were already feeling insecure about your family, like, did that make you feel insecure maybe in other ways?
Yeah, I'd say it did. You know, with the feeling of insecurity in general, you know, that's straight from the enemy. And I think he's going to use what he can to try to work that into your life, like having divorced parents or a different family. If you're feeling insecure about that, he can definitely take that feeling and work it, you know, kind of around to other things. Maybe like sports or anything you do, maybe you feel like, yeah, I'm not good enough for this, or I'm not good enough for that, or like, why can't I find something that I'm actually good at, you know? And that can definitely be very frustrating. But I'd say, you know, your family's problems, or, you know, whatever situation it may be, it's not your fault. You know, your parents mm-hmm. made a decision to get divorced, and unfortunately you get caught in the middle of that, which, you know, isn't fair at all, but, you know, nothing can really change that. And, you know, what I always did was just, you know, pray and talk to God about it, and I just give everything to God, especially my insecurity about that,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, when I had that insecurity and I didn't know, you know, to go to God and to pray and let him take that from me, it definitely worked its way into a lot of different things in my life, and it can definitely be very, like, it can bring you down,
yeah,
a lot, for sure.
Mm-hmm. So you said you were feeling like kind of like isolated, like you were the only one going through that, right?
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
So what is one of the biggest things that you would tell somebody who feels like they're the only family struggling with this, or they feel so alone in it?
I'd say, first off, you're not. You know, it may not seem like it, but there is a lot of people that have divorced, you know, or blended families. And you're definitely not the only one. And thankfully, you know, being able to make these podcasts and stuff like that will be able to reach out to you guys so you know you're not the only one. And maybe find some other people that are listening that have the same situation or similar situation as you do.
Yeah.
but yeah, you're definitely not alone in that. And, you know, you can always, especially the church is a good place to find other people with maybe the same situation. But like, one of my best friends also had divorced parents, and we talk to each other about it all the time. And I'd say that's definitely like that, and talking to God is definitely the best thing you can do, mm-hmm. to kind of take that off yourself. 'Cause when you talk to other people about the same exact situation, you know, they might have different viewpoints or things that might help you, and you might have things that help them. So, you know, you're kind of always helping each other out. And then talking to God, obviously, he's going to take that, you know, that insecurity or anger or anything you have coming from that away from
yeah.
you. So it's kind of a win-win all around,
mm-hmm.
you know, just being able to talk to another person, you know, and then also talk to God about it too.
Yeah. And I'd say social media probably has a big impact on that, because people get on social media and they see perfect families.
For sure, yeah.
That aren't struggling. And so that probably makes them feel even more alone in it.
Right.
And social media is so fake. And yeah, I honestly hate social media.
It really
There's
is.
Good aspects to it.
Yeah, you know. For sure. I mean, it can really go either way. Like, you know, you could see a TikTok with a perfect family or whatever, and you're just like, I didn't need that.
Yeah.
But, like, then you can also see other people dealing with the same situation as you. So I feel like social media, it could kind of help you or hurt you.
Yeah.
But I feel like most of the time it's going to hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Hurt you for sure. So I
yeah,
mean,
I think so.
I'm bad about it. I'm always scrolling on TikTok. It's so bad.
I am too, honestly.
Yeah.
I think before, I don't know, the past few years, everyone's been getting more like real on social media. Like, it's been more real.
Yeah.
People are being more open about different things.
For sure.
But definitely, like, before that, like when it first started, it was so fake.
Yeah.
And it was really bad.
Yeah, it was just not it at all. Yeah.
Uh-huh. But yeah, I can totally see how that can cause people to not want to talk about their family, because
right.
they only see perfect families.
And you know, I feel like a lot of the time too, a lot of these people portraying to have, you know, the perfect situation or perfect family on social media probably don't.
No.
You know what I mean?
Definitely not. Even if their family is still together and the parents are not divorced.
Exactly.
They're not
yeah,
perfect.
It, still, I mean, yeah, like you can give yourself a whole different life on social media. And,
yeah.
you know, that's kind of the fake part of it, is a lot of people are going to do that. And you're going to be like,
mm-hmm.
why can't I have this? But it's just not realistic, because that's not, you know.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's how some people cope with their struggles,
exactly.
is escaping on
yeah.
social media. And
for sure.
Pretending it's a perfect life.
Right. But exactly.
Yeah. For sure.
And I'd say, you know, another important thing is you're not always going to feel, you know, that insecurity or that, you know, being frustrated or angry, you know, because not only is God going to take that from you, but over time, you know,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say that you just kind of learn to deal with it. But I'd say, like, you find ways to overcome that, you know, whether it's talking to God, talking to friends, or whatever you need to do to kind of take that away from yourself. Like for me, it was football. Like, football always took whatever situation I had going off my mind, and it definitely helped me a lot to, like, kind of ease the stress. Mm. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
Yeah. Like, me personally, I'm a very anxious person. So, like, I get very anxious about, I guess, little things, and, you know, finding something like a hobby or anything like that, especially with it being summer right now, there's so mm-hmm. many things you could do. You know, you can hang out with your friends, and there's a lot of less stress, you know, from not having school and things like that. So yeah, definitely, you know, just find something you love to do and just
yeah,
do that.
Find, like, your passions.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Work at them. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
Has anybody in school or, like, growing up, did anybody make comments about you having divorced parents, or, like, that made you feel more insecure about it?
So I'd say maybe a couple times, and nothing that I can remember particularly, but I think that was never really a problem for me, just because a lot of my friends all have divorced parents.
Oh, okay.
And, like, we kind of could always just talk to each other about it. And I feel like not really many people say anything about it because of how normalized it is now to have mm-hmm. a blended family. It's just like I feel like a lot of people look at, you know, someone with maybe divorced parents and somebody who's, you know, doesn't have divorced parents, and they might look at them like, you know, there's nothing wrong with it or anything.
Yeah.
Which is totally messed
yep.
up.
Right.
But yeah, it's definitely way too normalized nowadays. And that's pretty sad.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I don't think I ever really got any, like, super bad comments or anything like that. It was just, like, it was more of a battle with myself.
Yeah.
You know, with the insecurity of being, like, why can't I have a normal family?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, yeah, that's definitely one of the struggles with that.
But. Yeah. And I know, like, a lot of people, I don't know if this is the same for you, because you were really young, but a lot of people are, like, was it my fault that my parents are divorced? Like, was I not good enough? Or
yeah, I mean, that was definitely something, even at a young age, you know, because I was kind of at the age where I was starting to understand things like that. And, like, that was definitely a big struggle for me because I always thought, you know, well, my parents got divorced right after I was born, so it was my fault. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Like them fighting over you, yeah, or something.
Something like that. Yeah. And it's like, I would be like, well, if I wasn't born, they wouldn't have got divorced. You know what I mean? And that's just like a rabbit hole you don't want to go down. Like, because there's, first of all, it's not your fault. But there's so many things that the enemy will tell you to try to bring your, like, to try to bring yourself down. And at the end of the day, like, you just have to look at God and give him everything, because, you know, we are not designed to do life without him. Mm-mm. And you will bring yourself down a really bad hole.
Yeah.
If you just, like, try to do that by yourself, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you'll just tell yourself all these different things, and it is not healthy at all.
Yeah. And getting the enemy getting you alone is exactly where he wants you, because if you don't have people around you that are good influences or speaking life into you, then that's when your thoughts just spiral and you get anxious and feel alone. And so having, like, I can't stress enough having community around you that's going to help you and be there for you is so important.
For sure. Yeah.
So important. Even not even just with blended families, but just in general, if with your walk in, with Christ, like, it's going to take you. I mean, the saying, like, show me your friends, I'll show you your future.
Exactly.
It's like so real.
Yeah. And, you know, if something I definitely struggled with is where, like, where do I find these kind of friends that are going to help me? And there's literally one answer, and that's the church. Like, people want to help you at church. Like, I, when I started going to church before I was serving and stuff like that, like, I didn't know anybody. And then, you know, one of the youth pastors comes to me and he's like, hey, you should serve. And now I know all these people at church because, you know, like, somebody wanted to help me. You know what I mean? And, like, the church is just the best place to be, you know, when you're going through this kind of time. Because people want to help you, and that's going to help you want to help people, and that's going to help you, basically.
It is.
Yeah.
It definitely is. Yeah. When I moved here, after I graduated college, I had no friends here. And, like, I knew nobody.
Yeah.
And so that was my one prayer. It was like, God, just send me one person that I can... that will be good for me. Just one person.
I'm super antisocial, so it's definitely not easy.
Are you?
I'm not like...
You're just chill,
I won't walk up to people and be like, hey, you know what I mean? I'll just, like, I'll sit in the corner all night if I need to. Like, I'm just chilling. You know
really?
What I mean? Yeah.
Aren't you, like, the greeter at church?
Oh, well, yeah.
You are.
I kind of have to
You're
force
the connector.
Myself. I'm the connector, yeah.
Okay,
but,
yeah.
You know, yeah. By nature, I'm not like... I'm just
yeah.
chill. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah. Especially, like, if you don't know anybody and you're in a new
exactly.
place.
Exactly. Yeah, you're just like...
Yeah, that's when you're just, like, praying.
Yeah.
You, like, want someone to come talk to you, but at the same time, you're like, I hope no one speaks to me.
Exactly.
Yeah, I totally get that.
So, coming here to an end, ultimately, guys, you know, when it comes to comparison between your family and maybe other families, you know, I would just remember that God created you and your story, like, absolutely unique. And don't go looking for anything else, because just know, like, it's a part of your plan, and it's gonna make, like, God puts his toughest soldiers through the worst battles. That's what I like to remember. So, you know, whatever you're going through, whether it's easy, hard, you know, however it's making you feel, just embrace it. And, you know, whatever you're struggling with, give it to God, and he's going to take it from you and help you get through that battle. So
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, I think I'll pray for us.
Okay.
Pray us out. Okay. Dear God, I just lift up every person listening to this podcast, and I pray that you would just sit with them in their loneliness and in their hurt and pain, God, whatever they're feeling. I pray that you would just be there with them and comfort them and show them that they're not alone and that there are people out there who want to help. And I pray that you would just put people in their path that would speak life into them and show them your love. And I just lift up Anybody feeling like they're comparing their life to other people, Lord, that I pray that you would just show them the truth and show them that you created them unique and special in their own way. And Lord, I just pray that they would just turn to you and know that your truth, Lord, is what is real and not what the enemy is speaking to them. And I just lift up them and just show them, pray that you just show them your love. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. All right, guys. Well, that's going to wrap it up today. Make sure to go check out our Instagram.
There's like
four videos of me on there. The rest is page.
I told y'all I would be posting him more.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'll be on there a little bit more. Go ahead, check out our website, too. It's pretty dope. Cop some merch.
Yep.
The merch is pretty sick, too. Yeah.
Now that it's summer, he has so much free time to be on Instagram.
Yeah.
Film videos.
She wants me to do a dance. I'm not doing a dance. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you all that.
By next week,
there will be no dances.
You will see a dance.
Maybe. 50-50. We'll think about it.
Okay. That's better than we were last time.
All right, guys. Thank you all for listening. We'll see you in the next one. Have a good day.
Bye.